The same cry that Clark had heard from the flat came again, this time much louder. She followed it to a bed on the other side of the lab. A girl her own age, one of the oldest in the room, Clark realized, was lying on her back, dark blonde hair fanned out on the pillow around her heart-shaped face. For a moment, she just stared at Clark. "Please," she said. Her voice trembled. "Help me." Clark glanced at the label on the girl's vital monitor. Subject 121. "What's your name?" she asked. "Lily." Clark stood there awkwardly, but when Lily scooted back on her pillows, Clark lowered herself to sit on the bed next to her. She just started her medical training and hadn't interacted with patients yet, but she knew one of the most important parts of being a doctor was bedside manner. "I'm sure you'll get to go home soon," she offered, "once you're feeling better." The girl pulled her knees to her chest and buried her head, saying something too muffled for Clark to make out. "What was that?" she asked. She glanced over her shoulder, wondering why there wasn't a nurse or a medical apprentice covering for her parents. If something happened to one of the kids, there'd be no one to help them. The girl raised her head but looked away from Clark. She chewed her lip as the tears in her eyes receded, leaving a haunting emptiness in their wake. When she finally spoke, it was in a whisper. "No one ever gets better." Clark suppressed a shudder. Diseases were rare on the ship. There hadn't been any epidemics since the last outbreak they'd quarantined on Walden. Clark looked around the lab for something to indicate what her parents were treating, and her eyes settled on an enormous screen on the far wall. Data flashed across it, forming a large graph. Subject 32, age 7, day 189, 3.4 grays, red count, white count, respiration. Subject 33, age 11, day 298, 6 grays, red count, white count, respiration. At first, Clark thought nothing of the data. It made perfect sense for her parents to monitor the vitals of the sick children in their care. Except that grays had nothing to do with vital signs. A gray was a measure of radiation, a fact she knew well as her parents had been investigating the effects of radiation exposure for years, part of the ongoing task to determine when it'd be safe for humans to return to Earth. Clark's gaze settled on Lily's pale face as a chilling realization slithered out of a dark place in the back of Clark's mind. She tried to force it back, but it coiled around her denial, suffocating all thoughts except a truth so horrifying, she almost gagged. Her parents' research was no longer limited to cell cultures. They'd moved on to human trials. Her mother and father weren't curing these children. They were killing them.